But Sarah, it tastes so good. I just can't stop eating all the yummy food that I love so much. Does this sound like you? Well, in this week's episode, you'll gain some really powerful insights into how you can have your cake and eat it. Hi, I'm Sarah Butler. Over 17 years working in the diet industry and over 40 years of my own binge eating and weight struggles taught me that there had to be another way. So I created it. I now live slimmer, happier, and eating exactly what I want. And in this podcast, I share the other way with you. The other way to work with your body and your mind rather than against them, so that you get to create real and lasting change, all from the inside out. Ready for a life less dieted? Let's go. Hey, hey, it's Sarah here. Welcome back. Now, let's be clear. I love my food. I'm a bit of a foodie. I'm a veggie and I have been for over 29 years, but I'm no bean and lentil type of vegetarian. Give me some good old carbs and a load of cheese any day. So I get it. I really do. When you say to me, "But it just tastes so good," I do get it. And you know, a lot of people tell me they're either savoury people or they have a sweet tooth. Me, I have no bias. In the past, I was just as happy with a family pack of Doritos smothered in melted cheese as I was nose deep in a sharing bag of Maltesers, only there wasn't much sharing going on. And I always remember a boyfriend from years ago when I was in my early 20s saying, "Wow, you can't half chomp a lot." Needless to say, he didn't last. So, there was a time, not so long ago, when I too was telling myself, "But it just tastes so good." And the problem was, I was still in the diet binge cycle. And what I mean by that is undereating some days, usually every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and overeating the rest of the days. So I wasn't eating what my body wanted me to eat. I was eating against what my body wanted on the undereating days. And I was eating just what my head told me it wanted in a fleeting moment on the overeating days. And what this meant was that I had become totally disengaged, disassociated from what I actually wanted, what I wanted to make me truly happy. And as a side issue, I'd also knocked my hormones and other biological processes completely out of whack with my chaotic eating habits. So I could no more tune into my body and listen to what it wanted than, I don't know, swim the English Channel dressed as Henry VIII. I don't know where that one came from. I worry myself sometimes. And then, as some of you know, after over 35 years of constantly battling with my weight, because I was focusing on my weight and not getting down and dirty with the root cause of the problem, but after 35 years of battling with my weight, and after working in the diet industry for nearly 17 years, I increasingly grew to know that I deserved more. I came to a realization that for me, traditional dieting wasn't the answer. And in fact, it was probably adding to my issues with food. There had to be another way. So I dug deep, and after initially kind of junking myself from the multiple bonkers diet rules and regulations and messages that had taken up residence in my head over the years, I developed a kind, easy, and effective way to move to my happy weight without dieting and without food restriction. It was based roughly around intuitive eating principles, but with my own kind of twists. And once I'd got my body and my hormones and my appetite cues working well for me, then I tackled my emotional eating with some really effective brain reprogramming. And that sounds a lot more complicated than it actually is. The result is the other way. And like I say, it's my version of intuitive eating, but with a twist. I developed it for myself, first and foremost. It's worked for me, and I now share it with other women via group programs. But looping back a bit, when I'd eventually allowed myself to feed myself well and consistently, you know, that was the very basic first thing I had to do. So when my body had started to trust that adequate food was coming regularly, once I'd started eating more normally in terms of not restricting myself to a bonkers calorie level half the time, then I was left with my thinking. You know, those times when I said, "But it feels so good." And believe me, your thinking will be so much easier to tackle once your physical hunger is being honoured with regular and reliable nourishment. So you need to get the physical side, the physical hunger sorted first, and then we tackle the thinking. Because here's the thing, this stuff that we call food, is it really food or is just some of it food? So I caught an early interview this morning on Breakfast Telly with someone called Dr. Chris Van Tulleken, and I really hope that I've pronounced his name right. And he was talking about his new book, Ultra Processed People, and how much of the stuff that we call food isn't food at all. It's industrially produced edible substances. And I'll repeat that one. It's not food. It's industrially produced edible substances. Appetizing, right? And what he is saying is how it's designed and developed and processed to sell really, really well. So it's engineered to make us eat it to excess. And what he was talking about is all the processed food that we still call food, but actually it's just a bunch of chemicals wrapped up and called food. So it could be anything from a bag of crisps to just any processed food. It's industrially produced edible substances and it's designed to sell really, really well. So it's engineered to make us want to eat it to excess. And what that means is that there are men in white coats and goggles in a lab somewhere being paid tons of money to make this stuff as addictive as possible, so that the food companies get rich to the detriment of our health and happiness. So it's no freaking wonder that we feel like we can't stop sometimes. That's what it's designed to do. So we can stop beating ourselves up. You know, if you call yourself all the names under the sun because you think you should have more willpower, because you feel broken because you can't stop eating this stuff, this is the reason why. And what makes the Other Way program really powerful is that it recognises that the physical, the emotional and the psychological parts of us all need calming and all need focus so that they can all work together for our highest good, not against it. And only then we stop feeling like we're in a constant battle with ourselves. Now, this doesn't mean that I'm going all preachy on you and saying the only way to free yourself from this burden is to quit eating processed food 100%. Hell no, I enjoy a pot of modified starch with a side of colourings and flavourings now and again as much as the next person. But I'm living proof that there can be a balance. For me, it's roughly about 80% nutritious, useful food, as I call it, and about 20% of the other stuff. So notice I didn't call it good food and bad food, because it's not. When we call our food good or bad, we add that label to ourselves. So take that label away, and what we're left with is useful, nutritious food, or not so useful, nutritious food, but still very yummy. And I know now that 80% of the nutritious, useful food and 20% of the other stuff, that is my sweet spot. No pun intended. That's where my tipping point lies. So much more than 20% of the unuseful stuff, and I feel out of control again. and the cravings start getting to me and I start gaining weight, and then I have to engage my willpower to reduce eating it, and that's hard work. But at about 80-20%, I can enjoy it and it doesn't control me. My weight remains stable and I still feel like I want to eat the nutritious stuff. And that's the difference, wanting to rather than feeling like I have to. And the surprising side effect has been that I actually enjoy the 20% a whole lot more than I used to when I was eating tons more of it. And because it's not on my naughty food list anymore, now I know I'm always going to have some, it's always going to be a part of my life, it calms that part of me that would feel hard done by if I was trying to make myself withdraw from it completely. So in the Other Way program, I teach you a way to change your thinking so that you can change your eating, so you get what all of you really wants, not just what part of you wants in a fleeting moment. So whenever I hear myself thinking, "But it tastes so good, I could just finish this," I can now automatically catch that thought, and that's the first step, is just noticing and catching the thoughts. And not only can I catch the thoughts now, I can change it up, which I never thought I could do or thought of doing in the past. I didn't even realise it would make such a difference. So now what I might tell myself is, yes, the Maltesers taste amazing. And I can also stop before they stop feeling so amazing. You know, it really is that simple sometimes. Yes, they taste good, but more Maltesers don't make them taste even better. In fact, the opposite is true. And actually, as a side issue, what I know absolutely to be true is that there's a law of diminishing joy, I'll call it. Now, I don't know if this is a recognised real thing. I've totally made it up, but it's true for me and pretty much all of the clients I've ever shared this with. And that is the law of diminishing joy, which means that as consumption increases, the joy declines. So the more of something we eat, the less enjoyment we get from it. So I've made it into a kind of game with myself now to catch that tipping point between enjoyment and ugh. And a really important thing I've developed in myself and now pass on to you is not to be scared of certain foods, of the food you used to go overboard on. You know, I once worked with a coach, and I'm talking many, many years ago now, who told me that there were certain foods that I should ban from my life altogether. I should just be abstinent from, and I should just accept the fact that I could never touch chocolate ever again. What? It's just so unnecessary. If I can gain control and power and feel safe around those foods that once had all the power over me, then you can too. Believe me, it just takes thinking differently. So, some of the things you can remember to tell yourself in those moments when you think you can't stop are things like this. Yes, it tastes good, and I can stop whenever. Yes, it feels good eating these now, but if I carry on, it's not going to feel so good. Yep, they taste good, but if I finish the whole lot now, they'll be gone. If I eat half now when I'm really enjoying them, I'll be able to enjoy the other half just as much tomorrow. And when I wake up in the morning, I can look forward to that. Will this make me feel good now and in an hour? What does all of me want for me right now? And you know, what this work does for you is open up new possibilities. It loosens the grip of power from the food. And in that chink of possibility that opens up, you get to grow your confidence and your self-belief every time that you do something just a little bit differently. And while we're talking about thinking, please don't fall into the trap of thinking or of telling yourself that you can't lose weight by eating yummy things. You know, the things that taste so good. You can. I have, and you can too. The problems actually come from when we tell ourselves we can't. So we restrict and we deprive ourselves of what we want for so long until we can't bear it anymore. And then we go on a full-on deep dive into whatever it is we've told ourselves we can't have. And then we have too much of them, so we just prove to ourselves that we can't control ourselves around it, whatever it is. And what we need to do, the kinder, more effective, easier option, is to prove to ourselves that it can be a part of our lives, even when we're letting go of weight. Because, as I've said before, we need to do the things and eat the things whilst we're losing the weight that we're going to do forever and ever. And we do that by changing our thinking. So, I hope that's given you some food for thought. As always, I'd love your thoughts, your feedback, any questions, so do send them to me by the usual methods. And until next time, love yourself lots.